All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving into something pretty important today. We're talking about how to make things fairer, you know, in terms of resolving conflicts and disputes.
Yeah, making sure everyone has a voice, right?
Exactly. So specifically, we're looking at diversity, equity, and inclusion in this world of alternative dispute resolution.
ADR.
ADR, which for anyone who might not know is basically all about finding ways to sort things out outside of the traditional courtrooms.
Right. Like, you know, instead of going through that whole long court process, you might use things like arbitration or mediation.
Mediation, yeah.
Yeah.
So why should people care about making ADR more inclusive?
Well, think about it this way. These ADR methods, they're used way more than people realize. And if you're going through this process, you want to be sure that the people helping you, you know, the arbitrators or mediators, they get where you're coming from, right? They understand your background and your experiences.
Makes sense. Like, imagine trying to explain your side of things to someone who just doesn't get it. That's going to be frustrating.
Exactly. So in this deep dive, we're going to look at a really interesting initiative called the Ray Corollary Initiative. And it's all about tackling this issue of diversity in ADR.
Okay, the Ray Corollary Initiative.
Yeah. And the cool thing is it's actually named after someone really inspiring, Charlotte E. Ray, the first Black woman admitted to the U.S. bar.
Wow, first Black woman admitted to the bar.
Yeah. Incredible story. And this initiative, they call it RCI for short, is all about continuing her legacy, you know, pushing for more representation in ADR.
So how much representation are we talking?
Their goal is to get to 30% representation of diverse arbitrators and mediators.
30%? That's a good start, I guess, but is that really enough? Shouldn't it reflect, like, the actual diversity of our society?
Yeah.
Which is way more than 30%, right?
Yeah. That's a great point. And honestly, there is a lot of discussion about that within the field. 30% is definitely a big jump from where we are now.
Yeah.
But it's not the end goal. Ultimately, we want a system where, you know, the folks helping to resolve disputes truly represent the communities they're serving.
Okay, so we've got this goal of 30%. But how do you actually get there?
Well, RCI, they have this pledge system, and it targets three main groups: the law firms, the people involved in the disputes themselves, and really importantly, the ADR providers.
Okay, so the organization's actually doing the arbitration and mediation.
Got it. Exactly. And the American Arbitration Association, the AAA, they're a great example of an ADR provider who is taking this pledge super seriously. They're really stepping up.
Perfect. Let's focus on them then. What are some of the things that the AAA is doing to actually boost diversity and inclusion?
Well, first off, they've gone beyond just race and ethnicity, right? Like, obviously that's important, but they've expanded their whole definition of diversity. So now they're considering things like disability, gender identity, sexual orientation, you know, recognizing that diversity has so many different facets.
Yeah, you need to look at the whole picture. I mean, trust is so important in any kind of dispute resolution, right?
Yeah.
And if people feel like they're not being understood or like their whole identity is being ignored, that's going to erode trust, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, expanding these categories on paper. The AAA is actually taking action. For instance, they've created these committees both within the organization and with external folks too. And these committees are specifically focused on DEI, on actually making a change.
So what kind of actions are we talking about here? Give us some specifics.
Well, one cool example is the A. Leon Higginbotham Jr. Fellows Program. It's this really selective program, like a training and mentorship program for up-and-coming ADR practitioners from diverse backgrounds.
Hold on, selective training program. What does that look like? Are we talking specific techniques? Do they get to shadow experienced mediators? What's involved?
All of that. They go deep into negotiation, mediation strategies. They get hands-on practice through, you know, simulations, and they get to shadow some of the top mediators. And the training actually happens at the AAA headquarters in New York City, so they get this great networking opportunity too.
So it's about more than just checking boxes. It's about really making sure that when people are going through this dispute process, they feel heard, right? And that the people mediating have the experience and the empathy to understand where they're coming from.
Exactly. It's about lived experience, right? And the results of this Higginbotham Fellowship are amazing. Almost all the fellows who've applied, they go on to join the AAA roster. Lots of them get chosen for cases. And some even get elected to the AAA ICDR Council. It's a real pipeline for bringing in diverse talent.
It sounds like a fantastic program. Are there any other ways that the AAA is supporting people from diverse backgrounds who are interested in ADR?
definitely. They also have the AAA ICDR Foundation's Diversity Scholarship Fund.
Right.
And this fund provides grants, you know, up to $2,000 for people pursuing ADR degrees, fellowships, or going to those big conferences.
That's great. I'm really interested in the scholarships they've set up at Howard University and North Carolina Central University. Why those schools in particular?
Well, it's about investing in the future, right? Both Howard and North Carolina Central are historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, and they've got these great dispute resolution programs within their law schools. So by supporting students at these schools, it's a direct way to create a more diverse pipeline of people coming into the ADR field.
Okay, so it sounds like the AAA is really putting in the work to make ADR more inclusive.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, what are the big takeaways here? What seems to be working?
I think the AAA's approach is a great model. They're not just doing one thing. They're expanding the definition of diversity. They've got these committees focused on DEI. They're actively looking for diverse talent. And then they're giving them the platforms and the resources they need to succeed. And then they're supporting them financially through these programs and scholarships. It's really about addressing those barriers at every level.
So what does all this mean for, well, anyone listening? Like, why should they care about this stuff?
It's relevant to everyone. If you're ever in a situation where you need to resolve a dispute, whether it's legal or something else, you want to know that the system is fair and that the people involved understand your perspective.
Yeah. And even beyond personal experience, creating a more inclusive system just makes sense. It benefits everyone.
Exactly. And, you know, thinking about the success of the RCI and what the AAA is doing, it makes you wonder, right? What other fields could use this kind of approach to boost diversity and inclusion?
That's a great question to leave everyone with. What can we learn from the efforts in ADR? And how can we apply those lessons to make other areas more inclusive and equitable?
Food for thought.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Really interesting stuff.
Thanks for having me. It was a great discussion.
Until next time.